relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Casey, I was just wondering, like, with all the Republicans are talking about, like, critical race theory, and they're making this huge deal about it, and it's all the conversation in the news of Virginia, like, what are you going to say to all those people making education about that?
That's another right-wing conspiracy.
Okay.
This is totally made up by Donald Trump and Glenn Youngkin. This is who they are. It's a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Critical race theory is made up. Maybe we should send him some books like Professor Derek Bell from Columbia, who invented critical race theory. Maybe we should, I don't know, Patrice Cullors could send him a few of her when she's not busy buying another mansion. That's Terry McAuliffe. And I think Eric was right. Eric said he's worried. I mean, why would you? Glenn Youngkin? Hang on a second. Terry McAuliffe is running for what? Governor against Glenn Youngkin. Not exactly a national political figure, okay? Maybe even in Virginia, a lot of people don't know who Glenn Youngkin is. But he invented critical race theory. Oh, Terry must be sweating. But what are we going to do? We're going to tell you the truth. We've already prepped it. It's going to be monumental. The whole show this Sunday on Newsmax, the Gorka Reality Check, is the truth about critical race theory. Incredible guests, deep dive. My monologue analysis alone is worth the entry fee, which is nothing, by the way. If you download the app, if you have a left-wing cable provider, you can watch for free. Download the Newsmax app. Do not miss our critical race theory special, The Marxist Origins of This Ideology, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, repeat at 10 p.m. Newsmax, The Gorka Reality Check. Got to do it because it's just out there. We got the fourth cut from Joe Biden in Brussels. Really, the guy's got health issues. Cut two.
And I've said before, and I apologize for repeating. Oh, I didn't. I feel sorry. You made a joke of my most esteemed advisor. I'm leaving out a lot of people here. I apologize. I'm going to get in trouble. But anyway, we'll get back to that. But you know, there's a lot that is happening. I used to always.
Can I just inflict some pain on you? Please, can I? Just a little bit of sadomasochism. Can we play that again? This is the man who bears the title President of the United States. Play cut.
And I've said before, and I apologize for repeating. Oh, I didn't feel sorry. You made a joke of my most esteemed advisor. I'm leaving out a lot of people here. I apologize. I'm going to get in trouble. But anyway, we'll get back to that. But you know, there's a lot that is happening. I used to all.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that is happening. Not inside your cranium, Joseph. Not inside your brain. Okay. Can I paint you just a little thought exercise? You may have electricity at home. But if you have gas as well, and you have a gas oven, just one question. Would you trust that man to put a pie in your gas oven? Your gas oven. I love polls like that. I think I posted 3 polls this morning on Twitter. I get a lot of people love my... Of course, we're being, you know, throttled because we're conservatives. I get average tweet, 300 reactions. I've only got a million followers. A million followers. Average tweet, 300 reactions. When I put a poll up, I guess there's some algorithm. I guess I'm giving Twitter ideas now. I guess I escaped through the net of the censorship because I put one up just a few hours ago on Sleepy Creepy, which is getting a lot. 5,000 votes already. 5,000 votes already. Okay, who's worse for America, Sleepy Joe or Cackling Kamala? And the answer, what do you think? I'll tell you with one of our guests. 5,000 votes. This is a good one, too. Do you believe if a man pretends to be a woman, it makes him a woman? Yes? No? And the third option, I just threw it in there. Hater! That's the third option. So, do you believe if a man pretends to be a woman, it makes him a woman? Yes, 1%. 4,500 votes. No, 97%. All I can say is 97% of the people who follow me on Twitter who voted live in the real world. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Rick, Columbus, Ohio, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks, Dr. G. Hey. I got 2 quick questions. One, how can those people that's been locked up since January 6th, over 5 months, be denied a speedy trial? And two, can they sue somebody for being denied that right?
Great question. Let me answer your question with a question. How can the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA spy on a presidential campaign in a presidential administration and nobody pay any penalty?
I agree.
Yep, except one junior lawyer at the FBI who got a slap on the wrist and a suspended sentence. That's why those like Greg Jarrett, you know, who publicly stated we live in a nation with a increasingly two-tier legal system, are sadly correct. Thank you, Rick. Let me read to you one of the footnotes from this FBI intelligence analysis on the domestic violent extremist threat from MAGA supporters and the January the 1st contingent, some of whom are in prison still today waiting for that trial. Here's a little footnote. Domestic violent extremists, which means MAGA, really. Okay, that's just a technical term. Domestic violent extremists are U.S.-based actors who conduct or threaten activities that are dangerous to human life in violation of the criminal laws of the United States or any state, appearing to be intended... Bad English. Appearing to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population and influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. So I guess that includes Black Lives Matter. I guess that includes Antifa. But interestingly, neither of those are mentioned in the analysis. Let's go back to your call. Stanley, Los Angeles, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I need to take an exception with you in regard to your saying incompetence. Democrats, to me, are very incompetent in doing a lot of things. And using your concept of Occam razor, how come they're only incompetent in this one area? They didn't respond to police action. Apparently, all the arms were locked up in a car and nobody had the keys. It reminds me, I don't know if you saw Dr. Strangelove, when they needed money to get into the payphone, they had to shoot down a Coke machine, and the officer objected to damaging property. So I'm just wondering, you're calling this incompetence. I think this is more than incompetence, that these people are very good at getting legislation done. They're very good at changing everything around. In this one area, they're incompetent. I don't agree with you.
So you think they're masterful Machiavellis in every single area?
Why in this? Why not in this one? The question is, why are they incompetent here and they're competent everywhere else?
No, I didn't say they are. Who said they're competent everywhere else? I never said that. Why are you putting words in my mouth? I've said from the beginning on this show, what we have in the Democrat Party is a fascinating combination, an admixture of arrogance and incompetence. Some smart people, but no real minds. And you know why I know that? You know how I can prove that to you, Stanley?
Please, I'd like to understand. Thank you.
Because they are less than 5 months into this administration. And not only people like me, well-known conservatives with a track record, who are prepared to publicly call them out on their totalitarian policies. Not just people like me, Stanley, but 24-year-old school teachers in Fairfax County are doing it in front of a camera. Mothers in New York are saying, you are Marxists for 11 minutes in front of the school board. That's why they're idiots as well as arrogant. There's no real Machiavellis. There's no high level. There's no kiss. Who's the Kissinger for these guys? If they were so bloody smart, Stanley, they would have been more subtle. They're 5 months in, and Americans are waking up who've never said anything publicly political in their lives. That's how I know that ultimately they're cretins. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've been living it for more than 2 years now. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick start a pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them now. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Is America a racist country? Are people who are paler than their fellow Americans genetically bigots? That is what we are told every single day by the mainstream media, by the Democrat Party, and by the purveyors of critical race theory. But is it true? Let's ask a man who was involved with the release of an incredible video. I think it was over a week ago. We posted and we showed on the program from a former member of Black Lives Matter who woke up and saw what Black Lives Matter is really about. He's from Minnesota. He's the creator of something called Take Charge Minnesota, Kendall Qualls. Welcome to America First.
Sebastian, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, I didn't have a choice. My wife, who I married 25 years ago next month, said, you better get this guy on your show in front of your millions of listeners or I'm not making dinner for you tonight. So, you know, I what did Napoleon say about armies? I march with my stomach and therefore you are on the show. Kendall, I'm going to ask you the question she told me to ask you. Is the problem for Black America, is it racism?
Absolutely not. So here's what I share with everyone. Do we have racist people in this country? Yes, we do. Absolutely. Is the country racist, systemically racist? And I say absolutely not. It's a subtle difference, but the distinction is significant, absolutely significant. And
what do you say to those who say, no, it's systemic, and if you're white, you're a racist, you just don't know it?
Well, you know what? They've been indoctrinated. Unfortunately, they've been easily indoctrinated and I wave my hand in front of their face, and I say, these are not the drones you're looking for. Seriously, what I share with them is this. My father grew up in the Jim Crow South. He served 25 years in the military. That didn't make a difference. He couldn't sleep in certain hotels. If he wanted a job in certain areas, he couldn't even apply for it. He couldn't live in certain neighborhoods. My life was very different from his life. My children's lives are going to be very different, and they are very different from mine. I tell people all the time, African Americans do very well in this country. When I talk about true African Americans, Nigerians that come here legally, they have a choice to go any other Western in a Western country. They choose to come to the United States. They don't see it as a racist place. They don't fear for their children. They earn 17% more than the average American. Not the average Black American, but the average American.
But if there was systemic racism, then African immigrants should be earning significantly less.
Well, exactly. And that's the issue that we have. And what I'm helping here in Minnesota, we're having a significant movement that's happening. And I'm fighting back on critical race theory. And I'm also helping in the Black community in the Twin Cities help us return to our cultural roots of faith, family, and education. That's what the culture was before we had help from the government.
All right. So on that point, we're talking to Kendall Qualls. He is the man behind Take Charge Minnesota. Check it out right now, takechargemn.com. Why? I never get a good answer to this question. Candace Owen talks of the Democrat plantation, the political plantation. Why does the Black community in America, after 70 years of being preached at by the Democrats, who've developed a culture of dependency, why do they still support policies that are clearly based on the concept of victimhood? Can you just explain that to me, Kendall? Why is it that 90% of Blacks vote Democrat?
Well, you know what? If you were in the community, you can understand. So I don't mean to say that sarcastically.
No, I get it.
Ever since I was a kid, I was told, I mean, from when I was knee-high all the way up to I was 40 years old, you can't trust white people. They'll do you in. Everything that you're trying to do, they're trying to undermine you.
And when did you say, well, that's not true? How long did that take you to realize? I mean, I know you're an Army veteran. Was it the Army? What was it, Kendall?
Well, it was life experiences, yeah. It was the Army.
So why doesn't that happen to every Black American?
Well, because every Black American doesn't go into the military. They don't have those life experiences, especially when you never leave your zip code of where you were born and your life experiences. And then the second part was when I became a Christian. I became a Christian when I was 27 years old. And those two things in life, in the military and those that follow the Christian faith, those are beliefs and experiences that are beyond your skin color. And the people that you work with and the people that you're in faith with, those things transcend skin color.
All right, so here's the challenge for all of us, Black, white, purple, I don't care. I look at what happened in America in the last year. I am stunned as an immigrant to this nation, a legal immigrant, the general lack of courage of any hue of American, especially when it comes to locking down our churches. You say faith, family, education is the answer. When we don't even have bloody church ministers and pastors who are prepared to say, no, church is important, God is important, I'm going to keep my church open. How are we going to help Black America emancipate itself?
Well, you know what? It takes individuals. So I'm not going through any church establishment, Black or white. I'm going in the community. And so, Sebastian, wait till you see what we're going to launch on Sunday. And we took out a half-page ad in the Minnesota Star Tribune. We're going to launch social media on Monday. I have 20 different states, cities, that want to start a Take Charge chapter in their cities because they see what we're doing. We're unifying Americans beyond the skin color. I'm going into the Black community, and we're finding people within the Black community that realize we did not used to live like this. This is not who we are. And we're going to return back to our cultural roots. And we're doing it with people that have gone astray, some former gangbangers and drug dealers, some that never went that way. We have women that are attorneys. We have women that were former they were on public assistance who've come back and are independent, living their own lives. And they're going back. It's a grassroots, boots-on-the-ground effort.
And what does it look like? We can't wait for this announcement on Sunday. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. But what does taking charge, in the last 90 seconds we have with you, Kendall Qualls, what does taking charge look like actually?
So here it is right now. That announcement is going to come out basically saying, in our lifetime, approximately 80% of the black families declined from two-parent families to 80% fatherless homes in our lifetime without one national initiative to replace it, to reverse the trend until now. And coming out of Minneapolis, you're going to see six guys. We're looking for a few good men to join us in helping to resurrect the black American family.
Yeah, it's always the same. It's about courage, and in this case, it's about manhood. It's about masculinity and fatherhood. God bless you. We need this right now, not just for Black America, but for all of America. TakeChargeMN.com, but it's going national on Sunday. Kendall Qualls, thank you for being one of the fighters. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, Joe Piscopo. If you're enjoying this show, please support us. Support those who make America First possible, like Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 10-year warranty. Use my name for up to 66% off his more than 100 products at MyPillow.com. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan. And I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
I don't know. I'm an immigrant, so I'm still working on my vocabulary, friends, and I'm not sure if a certain word is American or English. British English, you know. The Queen's English. Piker. The word piker. What does it mean? For me, it means it's a friendly word for rank amateur. And that's what I feel like today. I looked at my tie collection. I knew Jersey Joe Piscopo was coming on the show. And I put on a tie I have never worn in 2.5 years on radio. It is my funkiest woven silk tie from Andrew's Ties of Florence, Italy. You know, Italy, the boot in Europe. And I thought, he's so dapper. I'm going to make an effort. And we switch on Skype. And I might as well have come in my underwear. Jersey Joe, look at you, Jersey. Are you going to the Met? What are you doing tonight?
I said, you know, I always wear a tuxedo on my Sunday night radio show. And Dr. Gorka on Newsmax in a tuxedo. So I thought, we're gonna take this all up a notch on a talk radio, Dr. Gorka. I'm telling you, we're going to have a tux-off. This is your line, by the way. That's Seb's line. A tux-off. We have to do that. And to complete the Italian touch, excuse me, I got a pinky ring. All right? All right?
I surrender. All I have is my Italian silk woven tie and my signet ring and my cufflinks. I give up. It's a knockout. Rocky wins this time. But I'll be back for the tux-off, and let's do it in... I think we should do it in Florence.
I think we're on. We're on. You know, and you know what? After the fall, we are going to Italy. We're going to take Carillo. be it Dr. Gorka. I'll put the tux on only if you come up with me and you do a version of Fly Me to the Moon with the band.
Oh,
if you would,
Oh, don't tempt me. I don't need an excuse. I do not need an excuse to sing in public or do anything like that. And I might put on my crushed velvet burgundy tux. Yes, I have a burgundy crushed velvet tux, and it is very, very Austin Powers. Okay, let's talk about just not just deportment, but what one is allowed to say or not to say. And I need your esteemed sartorial application to a certain man who, I don't know, is he out of the 1800s? Play cuts!
I wanted to build, in when I first was assemblyman, they wanted to build a congregate living place for retarded children.
Joe. That's Chuck Schumer yesterday! Retarded children? Are you serious? What world does he live in?
You know, I have no idea, and they're not, and they'll let him get away with it. We don't understand about Senator Schumer. You know, the way he doesn't stick up for the state of Israel anymore, and he used to be Mr. And then to use the language like he's using now is beyond me. And you know what, Doctor? It's like you're getting Kevin Hart said, everybody's going to stop being, worrying, being so woke and everything. But this is outright crude, especially coming from a United States senator. I was shocked when I heard it. By the way, this will make, of course, network news tonight on the mainstream media, sir.
It'll be plastered. It'll be wall-to-wall coverage. Chucky Schumer using language that was verboten, maybe 50 years ago? Doesn't it indicate just one thing? Forget his crudity. Forget his crass use of language. It indicates for me one thing above all else, Joe. The fact that this man is so isolated from the world and who he thinks he is.
Yeah, it's so true. You know what gets me crazy is 47 years in Congress, 47 years in the Senate, not to mention Nancy Pelosi, all these people that have been in there for like ever. And, you know, and Joe Biden for there for almost 50 years as well. You lose touch. You're so, and you know what, during the pandemic, if I may, why did those politicians get paid when the rest of us had to take a hit? Why didn't they? Because they don't understand what it's like. Even in New Jersey, we had a tough time. All the politicians got paid. And all of us were just wondering where we're going to get our next paycheck. Our 401k got hit. They had, we can't make the 401k payment. What if they are in a bubble? And Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and they're all and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is still protected. Now, you know, it's scary that they lose touch with we the people, for crying out loud.
And it's not just that they still get paid. It's the fact that they worked even less. How now they're still... Nancy is allowing proxy voting, Joe. So you don't have to come to the swamp. Your buddy Chucky or somebody else can vote for you. It's sheer insanity, but they still take home their taxpayer-funded pay. And of course, after 2 years on Capitol Hill... they get their pension. Oh, it's such a tough life. He is the host of the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer. Follow him right now. Do it right now. Joe Piscopo Show, Jersey Joe, looking just absolutely splendiferous. I got to try harder. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
How did I not think of... I thought of that. That was a great idea. I'm glad you executed on that, Cher, to play a well-dressed man from ZZ Top. Thank you kindly for executing my orders. Had nothing to do with the fact that he thought of that because of who's on the line. For many Americans, dear friends, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day just to get through. Why? Because Father's Day is tough if you don't have a dad. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across the nation, from teen pregnancies to incarcerations. An astounding 85% of youth in prison are from fatherless homes, and that's 20 times the national average. But there's a path out of the grim statistics, and I want to share it with you. It's an amazing film, a powerful new movie called The Streets Were My Father. It shows the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherless father listeners to gangs, from life in prison to prison ministry that set them on a road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To watch this powerful movie, this inspirational film, you can stream it or order the DVDs at salemnow.com. Buy a copy for friends. Buy one for somebody who doesn't have a dad, who has the wrong relationship with their father, or someone who doesn't believe the power of the Lord to change their lives. Watch The Streets Were My Father today at salemnow.com. We are back with the man who I don't get one-upped very often, but today he did it. He's sitting there. He's got a new haircut as well as the tux. He's got the pocket square. It's Flag Day yesterday. Still got his stars and stripes. I'm a piker. He's Jersey Joe. Jersey Joe Piscopo. Follow him, J-R-Z-Y Joe Piscopo. Joe, let's get your media commentary, your political savvy on the ongoing non-story of who the man is who bears the title President of the United States. Cut to.
At the same time, you've kept in place some Trump-era steel and aluminum sanctions. And I wanted to ask you, when you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions, how do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
I don't do impressions, but I'm going to start now.
120 days. Give me time. Give me a break.
What is that? What is that, Joe? What a creep!
Very good, Seth. You got it now.
But what is that? Can you explain that? I wasn't born here. You were born here. Can you explain what the man who bears the title of president, who has the nuclear football within 20 feet of him 24-7, what on earth was that?
I don't know. You know, but it's a 10-second gap when he was answering the question. We played the Jeopardy theme on the show this morning in the middle of it. Da 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 da. Because he took the time. But what's upsetting is no one calls him out on it.
But this is my point. This is my question. Whether or not it's, you know, the Schumer retarded kids, or whether it's this senility, this demonstrable senility at the NATO press conference in the G7, nobody in the legacy media is talking about it, Joe. It's insane.
I know. It's very frustrating. We wake up every morning. The beauty of doing the morning show, because you got to hit it right early, 6 to 10 on AM 970. Salem out of New York, is that your material is written for you the night before with these guys. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute, did that really happen? I swear to goodness, I was so busy yesterday running around, and we hit the airwaves, and I said to our producer, I said, what do you got? And then they show me that, and I go, oh, we opened the whole show with it. Did the whole thing. You can't make it up. But you know what, though, Dr. Gorka, seriously, it's on an international stage. And that's what hurts. It's on an international stage. It just portrays terrible weakness, you know, over there. And now he's going to meet. What do you think? What do you think Vladimir Putin is thinking when he watches that? When the president takes a 10-second gap in the speech, you know, he can't wait to get hold of Joe Biden tomorrow, man.
He is rubbing his hands in glee. Okay, but something interesting is happening with regards to the legacy lying media, because we're seeing stories, even just last week, from the New York Times and others, where they are dissing on not only Joe, who's getting angry at his assistants, but they're also, there's leaks from the West Wing about Kamala Harris and how bad she's doing. This is not what I expected, and I put up a survey a few hours ago. It's been 6 hours. I've already got 5,000 votes. I mean, Gallup doesn't do that in 5 hours. This is on Twitter. Simple question. Who's worse for America, Sleepy Joe or Cackling Kamala? Right now, interesting, Joe, 44% of the respondents say Joe, 56 say Cackling Kamala.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is scary, you know. And you know, I'll tell you how bad it is. That my daughter's, my teenage daughter, does a killer Kamala Harris impression, you know. We did it, Joe. We did it with the whiny like that, you know. I'm going like, I said that.
Is she going to do that for Halloween?
Yeah. Think of Kamala for Halloween. But you know what? If kids are going to start making fun of it, I don't understand it. I am. It's beyond me why and how, and again, we have to be careful what we say. And that's what I love about Dr. Gorka. If you're watching and listening right now to Seb Gorka, because he says things I don't have the guts to say, like in the morning on the radio. And I love you for that. So I want to be careful what I say. But how did they come up with, whoever came up with what this is, the presidency now, whatever you want to call it, what this manufactured, it seems like a manufactured office. They miscast the vice president, because that's who's going to come up next. And I don't know that Kamala Kimala Kumala, whatever her name is already. I really don't.
Yeah, the woman who is the czarina of the border, 77 days ago, she was made the big boss woman. And she has yet to even visit. He is the man who wakes. You can't be as scary as me, because people don't need that in the morning. You can't scare them away from their cappuccino, from their little macchiato, from their affogato. But you need to listen to him, AM 970, out of New York, my Salem brother. And we got to make this happen. You got to have the tux off in Tuscany. How about that? The Tuscany tux off. See what I did there? See what I did there? Jersey Joe Piscopo. Follow him on Twitter. J-R-Z-Y. I don't know. Is he dyslexic? I don't get it. Jersey Joe Piscopo. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReFactor.com studios. See you, Joe. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else? Has it failed you? If that's the case, try this incredible product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans every day from their daily pain. Me included, but not just me. See the video testimonials at relieffactor.com from satisfied customers like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That could be you. That should be you. And it's so easy to find out if it works for you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. $19.95 for the 3-week quick starter pack. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Don't wait any longer. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
It's not a question anymore. We have the evidence. It's not even a supposition or a hypothesis. It's got an H. Do you say an? No. A hypothesis, I guess. You got to make it sound right. The counter-revolution is beginning. Because it's not just the odd parent at a school board meeting like Tatiana. It's not even the odd teacher like the incredible, incredible lady we had, Lilith Venetian. It rises all the way through the American substructure of our culture, of our population, all the way up to the man who is, of course, the Attorney General of the state of Arizona. I read you out the letter earlier today from Mark Brnovich, who said to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the federal government, you come here to Arizona and you meddle in our state audit of the election, you're going to end up in cuffs. Why? Because this is a republic of states. Yes, the radicals have taken over. Yes, people who are either wimps. Merrick Garland isn't a radical. He's just a gutless, spineless surrenderer to the radicals, like Lisa Monaco, his deputy, who's doing the real work. Former chief of staff to Robert Mueller. We know it's not Biden. who's saying, give me those 100 executive orders to sign in the first 3 days. No, it's, of course, Rice, who doesn't have to be confirmed. And who's there in the background with her radical ideas about equity in America and how all white Americans are racists? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because functionally it's as if the radicals were in the prime position. They're just feeding it to the cowards like Garland and the senile like Biden. But Americans, in less than 5 months, have had enough. It is a broad awakening across the country. And I know some of it is ironically a function of COVID. Why? Because the kids were home for a year. The parents saw the indoctrination of the Zoom video lessons their children are put through. So the question is, what are you doing about it? Are you just going to listen to talk radio? Are you going to be happy when you hear the great guests are fighting back? Or are you going to be part of the solution? Because guess what? Every single one of you, all 74 million, have a role to play. It's like Dennis Prager said, fight or help those who are fighting. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And above all else, my friend, stay frosty.